Morning, this is Emma and Nat with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Mitchelton community have expressed concerns regarding the proposed development of the area's last remaining farmlands. A development application was lodged earlier in the year to Brisbane City Council by the Uniting Church to put 92 housing lots on the 25-acre property, also known as Hungerford Farm. Residents cited potential ethical and practical concerns, including potential flooding to new and existing properties, lack of usable parking space for the community, and destruction of native species in the area. The community has formed a group named Friends of Hungerford Farm with the aim of putting the space to better use for the whole community. Submissions to express issue with the current plans for the farm are open until close of business July 14th. In more local news, this week Brisbane is the host of the 2023 World Mining Congress. The University of Queensland is making waves in international dialogue by paving the way for a sustainable future. UQ Vice Chancellor Professor Deborah Terry said the momentous gathering of the Congress in Australia couldn't have come at a better time as the global mining industry stands on the cusp of a major change. Sustainable Minerals Institute Director Professor Rick Valenta agreed. He highlighted the crucial role the resources sector plays in achieving the ambitious goal of net zero emissions by 2050. Professor Valenta said UQ researchers are exploring alternative sources of morals and championing practices that prioritise the well-being of communities and the environment in conversations about the future.
And in national news, a recent poll conducted by The Guardian revealed that more than two-thirds of the voters believe that the Albanese government is not doing enough to ensure affordable and secure rentals. Three-quarters of the voters continue to say that the government is not doing enough to alleviate the cost of living crisis as well. This is the lowest the Albanese government's approval has been since the election. In more national news, the New South Wales prison inmates are concerned as the price of fern coals have been increased. New South Wales deactivated third-party coaling management services, which are still available in other states, in mid-June due to security concerns, claiming that there is a risk of inmates engaging in criminal activity or intimidating witnesses. For most calls, inmates will be charged at about 24 cents a minute to call a mobile or $2.60 for 10 minutes. Felisa Maloney, an inmate in the New South Wales prison, what used to be $30 a month to call her son is now up to $400 a month. Although she will continue to do so, Maloney says that she is concerned about the other inmates who may not be able to afford to contact their loved ones as much. And in international news, the UN has expressed deep concerns over the escalation of hostilities in northwest Syria after at least 11 people have been killed in Russian airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province. Rescuers reported 9 were killed from warplane bombs next to the market outside Yisir al-Shagor on Sunday, and another 2 people were killed in an airstrike near Idlib city. Idlib is the last remaining opposition stronghold and is home to 2.9 million displaced people, many of whom are living in dire conditions in camps. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group reported that it was the deadliest Russian attack this year. And now for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.